Oh, I'm Carl Lamar.
If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, when you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear. That there is no alternative way, so far discovered, of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate the system.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted. Just tell me where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us.
Well,
I don't even trust you to do that.
I don't even trust you, Donahue. Milton Friedman.
Yeah.
Great clip. That was a great clip. Because, you know, they always point to capitalism as greed.
Yeah.
You don't think a government's greedy by forming socialism? Communism isn't greedy? Are you kidding? Somebody's benefiting. Kay Bono. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're joining us today on a Tuesday. I've got Uncle Milty with me. And we are going to be glad to take your calls today. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You can call in live. We'd be happy to talk to you and get your thoughts on the couple of things we have on the docket to talk about today, for sure. Yeah, I know. A lot in the news. And each newscast coming forward at the top of the hour, no matter where you're listening, talking about New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what's going on west of the Rockies in this country, but National Propaganda Radio, NPR, the Boise State Public Radio Station, had an article today. The movement that fueled the New Zealand terror attack percolating through the Mountain West.
Wow.
Percolating.
We're percolating?
We're percolating in the Mountain West.
So are we the same? Are we the same as this guy that they say did this?
Yeah, we're in the same. It's percolating. We're not yet. It's just percolating right now. But European authorities are looking into whether the suspect in New Zealand was inspired by an emerging European-based breed of white nationalism. And that's what's percolating through the west of the Rockies right now.
He's us and we're him?
Yeah.
Is that the accusation?
Or we want to be.
Are we CIA trained? Syrian trained? Never mind. Interesting. That is interesting. I didn't know we were all
I
agents.
Like the percolating word.
Well,
though.
Hey, percolating.
That was really good.
It's just percolating. Percolating? Percolating.
It means it's not quite there yet. It's not finished yet. It's percolating, but it's not quite done.
It's getting ready to be poured, but it's not quite pourable, I guess, because we're hearing this word all the time.
Yeah, we're evil.
And we were just chatting about this because this is a word that wasn't used 3 years ago. No. You didn't hear it because the connotation denotes, you know, we're all walking around with swastikas on our arms and we're all Nazi bigoted race hating horrifying people, I guess. Is that's a white nationalist, right?
Not only are we that, and at the same time we spend all summer long trying to turn brown.
Perfect.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me. Oh my gosh. They really have to push this. They really do. Yeah. That was the whole reason for New Zealand. They have to push this narrative that it is a one lump sum, broad brushstroke. We're all the same kind of people and we're all just hateful. They are pushing this hate thing just to absolute insanity. Look around you. Look around you. Do you, when you walk out the door today, do you hate people? Do you walk around hating people?
I don't hate anyone.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have a low tolerance for ignorance.
Right?
And stupidity. But yes. I don't hate them.
I know.
I pity them, actually. Right. And I try to help them.
They want to make us look like we're all on the verge of committing some atrocity.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be triggered. Who's triggered? It isn't us. What star was it? Sarah Silverman was triggered by Band-Aids. Band-Aids. The color of Band-Aids triggered her into a total meltdown rant. And we're the ones that are triggered?
You know, in my 65 years of life, if I was going to be triggered into some crazy act like this New Zealand guy, it would have happened 50 years ago.
I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
It is.
And we need to start really calling him on it. Hey, maybe Donna Brazile will, now that she's working for Fox.
There's an idea.
Uh-huh. Can you believe that? She's actually going to work for Fox.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's going to spy for Fox like she did for the Democrats and CNN.
Can we have her host any debate?
Yeah. All the Fox debates are going to be legit from now on.
It just so happens that she's the moderator. She knows how to get it done. You know what? If you don't think the news is bought and sold on both sides of the aisle, you're nuts. Yep. We're nuts. We're nuts if we don't get it by now. They'll hire her and actually call her a journalist? What is she? I don't even know. What is she?
Donna Brazile?
Yeah.
She is a, what do they call her?
I don't know. Well, there's a lot of names, but there's a lot of people that don't respect her.
She's nothing anymore.
Yeah, she's a has-been.
She's really nothing.
She's the has-been liar from the...
She lost her career when she got caught passing information on the debates.
Right.
And... she's working now hard to gain her reputation back. I'm starting to trust her again.
Really? Said only the naive people of America. Perfect. I can't wait to see what she has to say. Said no one. Said absolutely no one that I know wants to listen to this woman. So why hire her? Isn't that interesting? Oh my gosh. She was on the talk circuit for a while and she was sort of unloading and saying how she had to do the things she had to do. And I didn't even want to talk to her. Yuck. No, thank you. Thanks anyway. Yikes. I swear. We have reached a new low. Can we have Michael Cohen? Can we have him do the debates? Maybe he can, you know, work out some sort of prison term where he has a talk show. Because, you know, we'll all tune into that too.
I do like Donna Brazile.
Why?
Well, she reminds
me. Why do you like her?
She reminds me of that Tyler Perry character, Madea. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. And I like that character, so I kind of relate that.
You translate that onto her?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, perfect. There's some redeeming quality.
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand it. The New Zealand, we talked about that yesterday. You know, usually I would do several shows on it, but really the message of that was to get this very conjured up notion that 75% of our country is ready to kill somebody or do something or hateful or mean. And we don't buy it. We don't believe it. I'm not even going to do it justice. It deserves no justice. That's how stupid it is. So,
and there's only one way to prevent it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was listening to you guys saying how you liked everybody. And I have to tell you a little story. They said in church, the bishop went down and talked to a 93-year-old lady in the audience and talked to her a minute. And he said, how do you get to be 93? I bet you have tons of enemies, don't you? And she said, no, I have no enemies at all. She said, I like everybody. Mm-hmm. And he said, would you go to the pulpit and tell the congregation how you get to be 93 and don't have any enemies? And she said, I certainly will. And she hobbled up to the podium. And he said, now Sister So-and-so is going to tell us how she got to be 93 and doesn't have any enemies. And she come to the pulpit and she says, well, I outlived all the old hags.
Thank you.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man. May we all outlive the old hags.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. Well, we have a lot to talk about on the docket. I'll tell you, I think the only way to combat this is to ignore it, is to absolutely write editorials, write opinion pieces, and absolutely nail these people to the wall. That, and here I'm not condoning violence, but basically call them out for saying such lies and keeping the lie going now for, what, 3 years? I think it's 3 years.
At least.
Yes, it's 3 years now that they've been using this lingo. So I do hope that we can call it out. And sometimes I don't think we realize the power of op-ed pieces. Do you know a lot of people read these? They are very influential. And if you ever really want to do something great, see how many words they need to be, go in and write a piece. I know you've written many pieces.
Oh, I write all the time.
Yeah, and it's a great way to, I don't know, vent, but also to stop the nonsense.
It's also a great way to get death threats.
It is that, but you're stronger than that. You'll work through it. And I do think that we need to really branch out and start influencing people that wouldn't normally read what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the opinion piece section is the only section, I think, sometimes that actually talks about real news. I know that seems kind of sad, but that's the truth. You're going to get real opinions from people that sometimes really do their homework. And I think that's great. So,
no matter which newspaper I've written to, they never change a word of what I write.
Wow, nice. Just something to do. Something to do. I think it'd be great. Great influential thing to have happen. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Are you trying to lose weight and get...
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges Road.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show today. Glad you are, too. No matter where you're listening from and around the globe, we welcome you. Uncle Milty's with me today, and we have a slew of things to talk about, as you can imagine. Elizabeth Warren was very, very busy last night. We'll talk about her. And there's a couple of things. We'll get to them. So make sure you go to the website, Kate Daly Radio, three words, katedalyradio.com, and check it out. Also, you can check out the SoundClouds that are there. Each hour of the show is recorded, and you can listen to it, and you can pass it around on social media, whatever you'd like to do. Also, iTunes carries it as well, and Love and Liberty app, all kinds of different people. And so we really applaud that you will that you'll carry a show that is really striving to tell the truth. This is Elizabeth Warren.
Oh my gosh.
Elizabeth Warren, the known liar. the known liar, got another 15 minutes last night, right, of fame for her, what was it on CNN?
A CNN presidential town hall.
Okie dokie. There's that.
You know, I do recommend, though,
yes,
that regardless of your position in politics or your opinion of politics, you should watch these. Because what you learn about these people is it will literally knock the wind out of you.
Mm-hmm.
She said some things last night that were just... She actually made a comment last night about the white nationalism.
Of course she did. That only fuels what she's fighting
for. She said, it starts with the fact that we have to recognize the threat posed by white nationalism. White supremacists pose a threat to the United States like any other terrorist group, like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the leadership starts at the top.
Oh, my gosh. these communists pose a threat to our country.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow. Wow. Talk about contorting the facts.
I don't even know where that comes from.
I don't either. But, you know, you think about this. If we were to have a leader from another country right now, a very, let's say, socialist country. I don't know. Go to Europe and pick one. Just go around the globe. There's plenty. Let's just say they tried to run for office here and just wanted to decide to run bilaterally, just you know, take over the United States. Everybody would be appalled. But because it's a U.S. citizen that has the ideas of communism, that would love to take down our electoral college, that would love to pay... to make everybody pay reparations.
To do away with the Bill of Rights.
Yeah. If they espouse these ideas, right, then they're part of, their progressive change for America to make it better. But if somebody else was coming with the exact same ideas, we'd all be up in arms, right? Isn't it amazing how we don't recognize it within these people that land in office forever and ever and ever, and yet here they are with the very ideas that take our country, turn it inside out, and get rid of anything that means anything in this country.
You know, you mentioned reparations, and many of the candidates have jumped on board this, the Democratic candidates. Here's the thing about reparations. First of all, how do you prove that you came from slavery? Because not every black in this country was a slave. I mean, it just wasn't true.
Well, some
and some blacks own slaves.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
And then, how do you prove that the white people's ancestors were slave owners? I don't believe any of my family, because we were all from upstate New York, were slave owners ever.
Right. But you're white, so you get to pay.
You see, if I went to court and filed a lawsuit and said, three generations ago, this happened to my family by this family. Right. And now I want to sue them. You know what they'd tell me? The statute of limitations is up.
Yeah.
I think 154 years since the end of slavery, the statute of limitations is up.
Well, I would imagine.
And reparations, the way they're talking about it, is just a way to avoid our legal system.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. And fueling that fire, which is a very interesting fire to fuel, because they're certainly creating a lot of it and conjuring it up and making it a thing. And so then they can charge for that very thing. Nothing about this makes sense.
Well, anybody with common sense knows that if you're against reparations, you must be a white nationalist.
You hater.
Yeah.
It's true. And then, of course, the Electoral College. The Electoral College. You know, it is the one saving grace. In fact, of course they have to attack it. You have to attack it. Now, I don't believe for anything that Hillary won that popular vote, but they wanted to claim she did.
Yeah.
And now that we have voter fraud magnified that we know of in at least 34 states,
at least.
If not every state, and we have the opening up of 16-year-olds, right, if Nancy Pelosi gets her way, they're digging deep. I think they're even going to go to like third grade. going to get anyone they possibly can. Mm-hmm. Mark here in Cran. You can do it. So we have that. And we have people who have already died whose records are being used. Lots of cemeteries, very active. So they're digging deep. You could prove a vote that way, no matter how. You don't even have to try.
By popular vote, you can elect anyone you want.
It's mob rule. And their whole mantra is, she said, is every vote counts. Every vote counts. Well, if it's not fabricated, every vote counts in America, right? We have a big problem with fabrication, but yes, every vote should count. That's what I'll go with. Every vote should count. But the Electoral College made it so that the rural areas and the cities and the larger states and the smaller states, it was fair, right? They had a fair representation. Mm-hmm. There's something about that that's obviously right, obviously fair. It has worked in our society. Of course, we still get the parties that control, but this is the process by which it isn't mob rule. So when you get to a national popular vote, there was a group started in 2006 called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, committed 11 states to award their electoral votes to the winner of the popular vote. And that's Maryland. That's right there in Illinois, New Jersey. I know New Jersey listens. Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, Massachusetts, California, New York, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. These states control 165 electoral votes. And the only states, they only need the states representing 105 more electoral votes to join. And electoral college will be a thing of the past. This is the saving grace of this republic of ours. Mm-hmm. And of course, they have to destroy anything that would resemble a republic. They don't want a republic.
They want a full-on democracy.
They want a mob rule on everything to tell you that you matter, right? They did this the same way when they turned the states into where it wasn't about. Now it's the popular vote for senators instead of the states picking the senators as state representation, mm-hmm. right? And they sold us on the same idea. How's that working out for us?
Yeah. They did the same thing when they created the mm-hmm. Soviet Union over there. It was the same deal.
Oh, we're in trouble.
She talked about her proposed wealth tax plan. Mm-hmm. And she says, let's just admit it. When you've got a government that works for the rich and is not working nearly as well for anyone else, that's corruption. We need to call it out plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Now, she says the government only works for the rich. However, mm-hmm. in 2016, the federal government spent $3.9 trillion on entitlement programs for the poor. That's only working for the... Where did they get that money? From the poor?
It's so... Everything that she pops out of her mouth is such a lie. And I don't know why these people aren't looked at as treasonous. They're completely against what America stands for, what it was about, why it was created. I mean, if somebody from another country tomorrow landed here and said to you, I want to change the system because I want it like this country over here, we would just be going crazy. And I think we've gotten to the point where we do an eye roll because it's Elizabeth Warren, because she's a mess. She's a liar. She doesn't even know who she is. She's a nightmare. And yet this woman is out there telling us where America needs to go. Why aren't we irate? That's a good reason to be irate, to watch these clowns.
The best reason to be irate over Elizabeth Warren is when she did that interview the other morning mm-hmm. after the story about the colleges came out, mm-hmm. and they asked her, how much sympathy do you have for these parents? And she said, zero, for lying, to get their kids into college. Uh-huh. Zero, she says. The woman who lied about being a Native American. She has zero sympathy for anybody else who does that kind of thing.
It was only 1/2056 of a lie. Yeah.
The hypocrisy of these people is frightening.
I know. Joe Biden accidentally saying that he's running for president, walking that back. You know what? These people are such clowns. I can't even imagine. I don't know what we're going to do. But... I can't even imagine this this, what did she call it? A presidential town hall? Boy, that's...
Yeah, the CNN presidential town hall.
That's giving herself some clout.
She's really presidential, though, when you get right down to it.
Yep, and she'll run on being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll want you to think that because she's a woman, you need to vote for her. I can't even imagine somebody dumb enough to vote for her.
She was planning on running as a Native American, but that got blown out of the water.
She'll have to just go a straight woman.
Yeah.
When you're all out of options, what do you do? Elizabeth Warren. That should be her poster.
Yeah.
When you're all out of options, I guess I'm just a woman. Perfect. That's perfect. She's a mess. And the changing of our system inside and out. If you want to read up on the Electoral College, why we so desperately need it, why we cannot have these treasonous communists going in for the jugular of our Constitution, please, please read up on it. 10th Amendment Center is a great place. Lots of great places. Mises, all kinds of great places to look that up. But I think when we're realizing what makes America, America, the Electoral College is right up there with making our country what it is. We have a different system. We have a different system than these other countries. And
yeah,
way it sets different. Us apart. Yeah. And of course, the people that want to change that's kind of amazing.
And if you don't like to read, mm-hmm. go to Prager University and watch the video on the Electoral College. It's fantastic.
He does. And the New American has some great stuff.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there that put out some amazing, amazing things. And we need to educate our kids because they're going to keep going after this and they're going to keep minimizing it and diminishing it down to nothing and telling you it doesn't work anymore and it's old school. And we need something more powerful for the people. They've got all kinds of lies up their sleeve on this one. And we need to make sure our kids, future leaders of America, know.
There's another article real quick. An idea for electoral college reform that both parties might like.
Oh my gosh!
That's frightening.
Oh, take out the word reform. Oh, so scary. Be right back.
Wouldn't it be great to hear...
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Well, I'm glad you're listening, and I get stunned, I think, when we have these people that have been elected over and over again, that there's a section of our society that is just so ready for communism. They're just so excited about it. They're almost in glee, pure glee over it. And yes, Alexandria, useful dash, whatever her name is. They're all alike. And it is pretty amazing to watch. But you know what? I always just sort of view it as kind of a bad reality show. It's you get these characters and they're honestly really trying so hard to make it all sound plausible and normal and sell you on it. There was an article in U.S. News and it said, not your founding father's electoral college. No lie. I'm not kidding. And it said basically what they'd like to do with reform is they would like to add a set of bonus, like a bonus round, like on a game show. Add a set of bonus electoral votes so that the winner of the national popular vote would get the extra padded votes, the extra set, kind of like our version of give a trophy. It's like an added bonus round on Jeopardy or, you know, any game show. You get the
bonus
pot.
Round,
you get the pot.
And they only do it if it's close.
They don't want to make it seem too bad.
Yeah.
So pretty exciting, right? Aren't you glad for all those extra little votes? Because they said, you know, we kind of want to tweak it, and that would tweak it. So basically it would render it not relevant at all because you have a pot, a little pot of gold that you're going to give somebody when they win the national vote to make it all okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. I know. I'm trying to get there. 888-673-1450. This is the kind of reform they're talking about. We should be, we should just be so alarmed and interested in the tactics. This is why we wanted to bring up Elizabeth Warren today, because everything she's outlining, you're going to hear all over the country by these clowns. They're going to literally run for office with all this stuff. And what else? What else do they have up their sleeve besides reparations? How much would we be paying, by the way, for slavery back in the 1800s? I mean, I'm just so curious. What would that amount even look like?
Who knows?
Well,
How do you decide? Let's say that we could prove slave X existed, and my white ancestor was the slave owner, and they were my slave, and before they were freed at the emancipation, I didn't allow them to earn $40,000.
Right. Well, not you, but...
Or whatever.
Great, 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 great.
Being the... Yeah.
Yeah, you're great, great, great.
How would you quantify that amount at the end of this time?
You know what it's called? It's called when you run out of taxation. You have a really bloated government, and you got to pay bills. How else can you get the money from the people besides just pickpocketing them? I mean, they could just take our wallets, but or bank accounts, because it's all digital. But there's nowhere else to go here.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go.
How about the argument is then that, okay, I gave the slave 3 acres of land and they lost it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that they were going to be successful with whatever they got?
Mm-hmm.
You can't prove any of that.
Of course you can't. That's why this is so silly, because you can't prove any of it. You know what? They are sincerely... When I see this party now, all I can tell you is they are running out of things.
Yeah.
They're running out of voters. They can't get people to vote for them or show up at their town halls. And they were so excited to get 3,000 at a town hall for, is he Chinese? Whoever this guy is running for president. They were so excited to get people in the seats. They couldn't believe it, because they're so used to Photoshopping people in and green screening them in. They could do it without all the work.
Yeah.
So, and sell it that way. And so, they're going to the 16, they're going to the dead voters, they're going to immigrants. They have nothing else, and they don't have anything else in the way of taxation. What are they going to do? Tax people? Well, I guess they could. Never mind. I guess they could tax people into oblivion.
Well, not only do they not have a way to tax, but they've run out of things to offer as bribes for their vote.
Right, right.
I mean, that's what reparations is. Mm-hmm. This is, okay, the president is up to 37% favorable from the black community.
Mm-hmm.
That's devastating to the Democrats. So what's their answer to that? We're going to pay you for reparations,
we're gonna give you a check.
So vote for us.
Yeah, it's either going to be welfare or reparations, or it's going to be something in the form of...
Well, welfare won't work anymore.
Well, it'll be something in the form of something, a promise. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Well, all righty then.
Are you speaking to me?
I am.
Yep.
You're live right now. Go right ahead.
Oh, good. Thanks. Very interesting what you guys were talking about here a few minutes ago. But this morning, a couple of stats caught my interest that might fall into what you're discussing.
Uh-huh.
One was that if on the popular vote, if you took the popular vote of California out of the equation, then Trump would have won the popular vote and not Hillary. Just the one state.
Uh-huh.
That certainly supports the Electoral College.
Yes.
The other thing that I found interesting this morning was they were talking about the Colorado, for example, and their 11 electoral votes that the state had voted to give all of those votes to whoever won the popular vote. But the comment was that can't be done without without an amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I think those two stats fill right in with what you two were talking about a little earlier.
So, yep. Anyway. They're getting people real primed on these ideas. They'd love to put forth these amendments to the Constitution. Yes, they would love to get their hands on it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Whoever said that must have meant an amendment to the state of Colorado's Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the United States Constitution does not dictate how the electoral votes have to be cast.
Mm-hmm.
So a state can say the winner of the popular vote gets all if their constitution was written that way.
Yeah, this is we don't realize how this puts us into mob rule. We don't realize the danger of what we're messing with here. Elizabeth Warren doesn't understand it. She doesn't care about it. She doesn't care about America. None of these people do. When are we finally going to get that memo? What's going to have to happen to finally understand
it's education.
Yeah.
Because if you're educated on this, you can narrow this down to a much smaller area mm-hmm. than the United States. Take a small state like mm-hmm. Wyoming, for example. If you take Wyoming, the main big city in Wyoming is, I don't know which one it is, let's say Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
Cheyenne actually alone could control the vote of that state. For the electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't because all the counties get to...
Yes.
You see?
Yeah.
It's no different in that little state than it is in the whole country.
Yeah. You take that away and...
Yeah.
And,
if you well, you might as well just say, okay, only Cheyenne gets to vote.
Only
then.
The urban cities get to vote.
Yes. Only Los Angeles, only New York, yeah. only Chicago yeah. gets to vote.
But isn't it funny that the slogan is the exact opposite? Their slogan is make every vote count. It could be nothing farther from the truth.
That's right. It's
make your vote not count.
That's right.
For the majority of Americans, where the cities get to tell us, the cities that have all the problems that we talk about on the radio every day, get to decide. The big those states that we've been talking about that are constantly in the news for abusing your liberty, abusing your freedom on a daily basis, those are the states that would decide.
That's right. And it is. I mean, it's just a fact. That's mm-hmm. how it would work.
Yeah, I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I called in to talk about reparation.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be rejected completely because it's based entirely on collectivism.
Mm-hmm.
We are to give, take property from some to give to others yeah. that do not exist. That if you don't look at it that way, you're feeding. We're playing right into the enemy's hands.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because where does the money go?
Yeah, it goes to people that weren't in no crime or injustice yes. was inflicted upon them.
Exactly.
It was inflicted upon others.
Right.
And that's why it has to be completely rejected. America was founded on the principle of individualism. If we have if someone's done an injustice towards you, then there's reparation needs to be provided, punishment and so forth, but not based on what's happened to people that lived 100, 200, 300, 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That's collectivism. We're all there being seen as a tribe, the black tribe. And so if anybody in the tribe was harmed decades ago, then I need to be have retribution for that. I need to receive some sort of benefit from another person that stole it from them. So it's really important that we reject it outright because it's completely based on the most evil ideology that all modern tyrannies are based on called collectivism.
Thank you for that. I love that. Yeah, you're exactly right. Can't disagree with that. Did you notice what was missing from Elizabeth Warren's speech? What was missing from her speech? She talked about reparations. She talked about removal of the Electoral College. That was going to be her main thing that she would like to do. What else? She loves socialism, so you got to give her that one. She loves it. Not one word about your liberty.
Nope.
About your freedom. About serving you, about so that clip that we listened to coming into the show, when Milton Friedman was describing to Phil Donahue, who said capitalism equals greed, and he said, it doesn't equal greed. There are wonderful things about capitalism that we would never want to do away with. And what makes you think that the socialist government wanting to take all your stuff and then levy it out to everyone else isn't greedy? And what makes you want to think the communist government taking your stuff isn't greedy? You know, there'll always be the factor of greed because somebody benefits. Yet here she is standing there not talking about serving the people, not talking about anything except how to increase the government's greed. And nobody's calling her on it. I don't see anyone calling her on it.
No, and she's added something new to
What's
the
up?
Kitty also.
Besides being Indian?
Well, the reparations are big.
Mm-hmm.
But she also talked now about housing. Housing is a right. Everyone has a right to have a decent home to live in. So she wants to also provide everyone that can't afford it a decent home to live in.
That list is getting really European. So the list includes now cell phone, home, food, utilities.
Transportation.
You have a right to that.
Yep.
You don't need to earn it. You just have a right. And what else? Because the list has grown. I mean, we're talking, it's huge now. On all the things that you have a right via the stealing from other people to give to you. So if you just walked around the neighborhood and took money from everybody, let's say you didn't own a car, and you made them purchase your car because you declared it a right. Out of the blue sky, but you just did. And so now it's a right. You can go around to each of your neighbors and take a little money for your car. You didn't want to have to earn it. You didn't want to have to pay for it. You just would like the other people to pitch in because you feel you deserve it.
Wow.
That's what she's behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turning America inside out.
To use one of their favorite words, that's unsustainable.
It is unsustainable.
It's unsustainable.
Yeah. Do you know they keep pointing to the rich in this, but who's getting raked over the coals? It's us, the middle America. That's who's paying for it. That's who truly is the ones that are getting hurt. We're getting hurt. And you know, if we don't start having more dialogues about the truth of this and point out that there are so many lies in this article, I can't even begin. I can't even begin because the whole thing is a giant lie. And she's up there espousing this as fact. These people are traitors to our country. They're, and I don't say that lightly. People hate that word because it's a serious word. I know how serious it is. They're traitors. Bernie and Elizabeth, all of these people, McCain. I know people don't like to hear that, but he is. In fact, there's so many things that he did in office. There's so many people that just stomped on the Constitution. They just stomp on it. And we Americans sit there, and I think we're so deer in the headlights about it, we don't know what to think. Because you don't think anyone's going to believe this garbage. And they actually make it sound kind of good, right? Mm-hmm. Well, my gosh, we'll make sure you have we'll set you up. You'll be the kept wife. You'll have everything. You'll have the income, the house, the roof over your... You don't even have to do anything. You're just entitled. We can't believe this lie. We just can't. We can't believe the lie of reparations, and we can't believe the lie that we don't need our electoral college. It's what sets us apart. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I know, it's insane. Be right back.